Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we welcome a new network to CSE Talk Radio, CRN Digital Radio. We thank them for adding CSE Talk Radio to their programming. And if you're listening on CRN or wherever you listen, drop us a postcard and let us know exactly what affiliate, what station, what network you are listening on. It'd be a good thing for us. Just send it to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Yep, for all those new listeners out there, we're in Missouri, in the town that is named California. So wherever you are listening, whether you're your new listener today on CRN, or if you're listening in Illinois, in Oklahoma, in Arizona, in New Mexico, Nebraska, South Dakota, wherever it is you're listening, we're on stations in all those states and more. I didn't name them all. Or if you're listening on shortwave, drop us a postcard and let us know where you are listening. And you know what? Let that affiliate know that you appreciate them carrying CSE Talk Radio. Again, just send a postcard. Let us know where you're listening to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Well, today is Women's Equality Day. Now, when I first saw that, I kind of got a little bit steamed because I think some of these women are a little huffy. And I think they just brag too much on themselves and they don't think about others. But it was back in 1920, August 26, 1920, when the 16th Amendment was ratified and women won the vote to walk, the right to vote. Thinking about that when I was looking at that date, it wasn't that long ago. My mother, who is deceased now, was born in 1919. So my grandmothers would have been among the very first women to vote. And I was one of the very first 18-year-olds to vote. Going back that far, yes, I know, I'm old. I'm pretty proud of it, though, even though I do still color my hair. But I think that we take this privilege a little bit too lightly today. And I don't think we should. If you're a female and you're not voting, shame on you. Now, in my book, and yes, I am writing a book. I know I saw you roll your eyes around because I've mentioned it. But I want you to know I got 5 chapters done on that book this week and over the weekend. And I have it outlined and ready to start trying to get at least a chapter a day a week done, and maybe more. But in this book, I mention some of the women of our past that have brought us to where we are today. So if you're a female and you're not voting, shame on you. And if you're a female and you're looking at equal rights as a superior state, shame on you. If you're female and you are actually promoting socialism that will put your children and your grandchildren and the future generations of this nation in bondage to government, shame on you. You're taking your right to vote and your right to lead, be a leader, way too lightly. You don't want independence if you want socialism. You want dependence. Many women boast they don't need a husband to take care of them. But they apparently need government to do that. That's why they're after all these socialist programs. And yes, most of these programs are just a part of socialism. When you think about equality, think about being independent. Think about being sovereign. Look those meanings up if you need to. And I'm not saying that to insult your intelligence, just to help you remember what they mean. Why do we celebrate Independence Day in July? If we're going to be dependent on a government, why are we celebrating independence from a government from long ago? And it wasn't perfect then, and it's not perfect now, but we should be gaining on that. And instead, it seems like we're going backwards. Don't fall into the trap laid for you and for men. It's laid there for men and women. But sometimes, ladies, I think we're a little too gullible. Sometimes, ladies, I think our hearts are a little too soft. You know, punishing a child is nurturing and teaching them to do the right thing. I kind of get a kick out of, you know, perhaps I was too strict. I know my children would tell you I was. And perhaps my mother and father were too strict. I don't know. But, you know, as a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, I didn't really get to choose what clothes I wore that day. I was dependent on mom and dad. Now I choose my own. Now, you're probably thinking that was kind of a silly example. But you have the right now to choose independence, to be able to choose which clothes, which shoes you're going to wear, even if you're going to go to work or not go to work. You have the right to choose, but you also have the responsibility to follow up on that choice, to take the consequences of whatever that choice is, whether it's a good consequence or a bad consequence. And as I will point out and have been pointing out in my new book that I'm writing, Americans or people in general don't want to be responsible for their choices. Equality is something that came from God, not from the 16th Amendment. We were always equal. I'm not the same. I'm not the same as my husband. I can't do some of the things he does. I don't want to do some of the things he does. He can't do many of the things I do. But we're still equal. We talked a little bit about, I kind of went off on AOC last week, on the Electoral College. The Electoral College is about equal representation. Not leaving those that live out in rural America and only have a few votes to the mercy of those in the city and what they want to decide. It was about bringing a nation together and making their representation equal. Socialists don't get that because socialists don't want that. We're going to talk about equality today. Let's talk about equality with women. Let's talk about the Cherokee Nation just a little bit. The minimum wage. McDonald's is on the go. And I don't mean they're leaving. I mean it's going to be on-the-go food. And let's talk about the deception of politics and the two-party deep state monopoly. And have you seen who's running for sheriff? Let's talk a little common sense and bring America home. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Joe from Arkansas. He wants to talk about women's equality. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm still getting by. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'd like to say a couple of things about women's equality in America. First thing is, okay, there was a famous American Impressionist painter. I think his name was Carl Friesek. He worked around the late 19th and early 20th century. And he traveled a lot. He went all over Europe, and he worked a lot in America, too. And I've seen something he said, quoted several places. He said something like, "In no other country of the world are women made so much of as they are in America, especially if they're pretty young women." And he said, "In no other country is everything done so much for their pleasure and everything arranged for their happiness and convenience." Something like that, he said. And then just recently, I was talking to a woman that's about my age, you know, in her 60s, I guess. And she owns a coffee shop that she often hires me to do sign painting for her. And we were talking about the good old days the other day. And we were talking about how it used to be when you went to the gas station, you know, they would come out and they would pump your gas for you and they would clean your windshield and check your tire pressure and all this kind of stuff for you. And now it's all self-serve and you have to do that for yourself. And, of course, you have to buy air. They don't give you free air anymore.
No,
and she said, and so we were talking about that. And she said, yeah, and especially if you're a woman, you know, they would give you all kinds of, you know, wonderful, nice service and be so good to you. And they don't do that anymore. And I said, well, that's equality. And she's pretty left-wing and liberal in her politics, I believe. But I think she kind of got the point. And So it makes you wonder when you know about things like that, about how women used to be treated in America, you wonder, why do they want equality?
Well, and we could also go to the service. You know, service in this country as far as serving the customer has gone downhill in many areas. And, you know, I'm one of those that I liked the full-service gas station. For one thing, I'm a little short and I can't always reach the windshield to clean the windshield. So I rely on my husband, who's tall and long-armed, to do that. But, you know, I, for one, miss that. I took advantage of it when it was available, and I miss it now that it's not. So that's one equality I'm okay to give up. I don't mind somebody serving me. I just think that's a service for a customer. And what was the artist's name again that made that comment?
I'm not Carl sure, Frizecki? But I think it was something like Carl Frizecki. Yeah.
Frizecki. I'm going to have to try and look
that
up. Okay.
I'm just not completely sure about that, but I think that was his name. About the self-serve gas stations, I remember I read a book that was written in the 1970s by an American journalist that lived in Russia for several years. And he said that one of the worst things about living in the Soviet Union as compared to America at that time, of course, was that in the Soviet Union, you know, when you went to a gas station to fill up your tank, you had to get out and pump your own gas, whereas in America they would serve you. So he said that was one of the best things about America compared to Russia.
And now we don't do that anymore. I don't know if there's any full service around. I think there might be a few, but I don't know that there is. There's none right here in my little town. So anyway, appreciate it. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Well, speaking of the equality and the women's right, well, I could talk all day about full service gas station because I used to like that. But anyway, the 19th Amendment was ratified, and then they signed on it, the 26th of 1920. Now, we mentioned that before. And they did the signing in private, and according to the paper that I have here. And the women weren't very happy about that, but the representative, the speaker at that time, the U.S. Secretary of State, it says, Bainbridge Colby, didn't want a bunch of movie cameras in the office when they were finally finishing it up and signing it. And so the women were a little upset about that because they wanted to make a big hoopla out of it. And he just wanted it to get signed and get out of the way. He was tired of it, I guess. So I don't know if it's a coincidence or not. They say there's no such things as coincidences. But this actually happened yesterday, but I didn't see it until today. I didn't know about the women's equality. I'm not on top of that, so I didn't realize that today till Rudy actually said, you know, today's women's equality. And I had to do some studying up on that this morning. And then when you realize that your grandmothers were probably the very first ones to vote, that was kind of special. That makes it not so long ago. Right? So women, you need to step up. Don't let these nasty women socialists take away your equality. But let's talk about equality. This is coming from Newsmax, and it's written by Brian Freeman. The Cherokee Nation has announced that it will, for the first time, appoint a delegate to Congress, a position promised it in an 1835 treaty as part of the compensation for forcibly relocating the tribe into what is now Oklahoma. 1835, and this is the first time that they've appointed a representative. It says the Cherokee has nominated its Vice President of Government Relations, Kimberly Tehee, as its delegate, according to the Cherokee Phoenix. Tehee is the Cherokee Nation Business's Vice President of Government Relations and former advisor to President Barack Obama. Commenting on why it took so long for the Cherokee Nation to attempt to assert its right under the treaty, American University law professor Ezra Rosser told CNN, "To me, it's not surprising that it would take somewhat deep into the self-determination era for tribes to be in a position to assert some of these rights." So they have foregone their right until now to have representation. Now, I don't know the politics or the views of the Cherokee Nation or this Tahi, but the government abuses and the lies that our Cherokee brothers and sisters and other tribes of the Native Americans have suffered. It's long past time for them to have a voice. Now, will their voice be for a republic, or will their voice be for a socialist state? I don't know. But if anybody knows the abuses and the lies, the forked tongues of politicians, this nation surely does. So I thought it was kind of interesting as we today are talking about the women's right to vote. And here, since 1835, the treaty says the Cherokee Nation can have a representation. And it goes on in here, by the way. Although the treaty does not state if the delegate would have voting power, Hoskins said the Cherokee would use as a model the existing non-voting members representing U.S. territories and Washington, D.C. So, in some respects, I wonder about equality here in the United States of America. So, I think this is something to celebrate. I'm sure Lizzie Warren wants to celebrate that. Just being funny, sorry. But I'm moved by that. I don't know if it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's a good thing that they have representation. Absolutely. Should have happened a long time ago, back in 1835. You know, they say, and I've had a few of them call me that listen in South Dakota, they look at property rights a little bit different. Let's talk about stealing your property and your land. Well, before we get on to the next topic, I read this in a tweet this weekend, and I thought it was hysterical. Now, I don't know how many of you, my listeners, listen to or pay attention to Twitter. And the president is always taking a lot of guff for his tweets. But I want to tell you right now, this tweet was hysterical to me, and unfortunately, I believe it's true. He says, "In France, we are all laughing at how knowingly inaccurate the U.S. reporting of events and conversations at the G7 summit is. These leaders, and many others are getting a major case study of fake news at its finest. They've got it all wrong, from Iran to China, tariffs to borders." Isn't that amazing? So while they're sitting there around the table, and they're reading what the U.S. media is saying, they go, "What? That's not what was said." You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We will be right back.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com. Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about minimum wage and some of the things that are going on. I am not a proponent of forced minimum wage. I think it hurts the employment, and I think it hurts the employers. I don't think it's good on a whole basis. Now, there are many who disagree with me, and that's okay to disagree with me. But here's an example. Now, this is actually happening in London, but it's going to be here. And I think it is to some degree in some places. But if you remember when McDonald's first started out, McDonald's was a walk-up or a drive-up. Not even drive-through. You walked up to the window and you ordered your hamburger, your cheeseburger, your French fries, whatever it was, your Coke. Well, they're going back to that to some degree. It says, hungry for a quick meal and don't want to sit down to eat it? McDonald's, how lazy are we, really, in America? If we are too busy, and I know I'm guilty. I am guilty, especially when all my children were home and we were running around with ball games and choir performances and on and on and on. We would eat and run. I don't want to do that anymore. We still do it on occasion, but I don't want to do that anymore. McDonald's has a solution, however, if you don't want to sit down and eat. Maybe that's part of America's problem. We don't. You know, that's one thing that I believe is unique about CSC Talk Radio. I'm sitting here around a table, a round table. And I envision all of you sitting at the kitchen table. Now, maybe you're not. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're driving around. Or maybe you're in your combine. Well, not today. You wouldn't be in combine, but on your tractor. Your pickup truck. Heading to the other 40 acres, the other 17 acres, the other 10 acres, whatever the case may be. But McDonald's has a solution if you don't want to eat sitting down. Although I think America needs to sit down at the table more often. The fast food giant is known for its quick drive-through service. Yeah, that's how it started out. But now it's taking things a step further with a new to-go location that only serves food with no seating. Remember when it was a big deal when McDonald's had seating? That was huge. I had a bunch of little kids, and one down there in Jefferson City had a little merry-go-round. And a merry-go-round, I told my kids if they ate all the food, they could get a ride on the merry-go-round. It was free. I didn't even have to pay for it. Just pushed a button. But McDonald's is thinking of its future. Now, you stop and think about this. If it's all going to be push-button, how many employees are going to have? McDonald's recently opened a to-go location in London. Customers order via a touch screen and quickly pick up their food to go. There's no seating in the restaurant. The concept leverages technology to make ordering easier and faster. And I added, with no employees, to ask, would you like to supersize that? McDonald's is providing an option for busy customers on the go to get their food even faster than before. The concept is already expanding to retail stores and could soon be done by other restaurants. So if McDonald's and Hardee's and Wendy's and all of these fast food restaurants that you now have a choice to sit and eat, or to order it and pick it up at the window and go. If they are all forced to a $15 minimum wage for the young teenager or the older adult that just wants to supplement their Social Security, those jobs will be gone because they don't need them. You will be forced. I don't even like the soda machines that are like this, where you have to push the button and figure out which soda you want. I guess I'm telling my age. But now you're going to do that for your whole meal. You're going to push the button, you're going to order it, go to the drive-thru, and pick it up. So the only people they need in there are the people that are cooking it and passing it out the window. Nobody has to take an order anymore. Or they won't. I mean, they're not there 100% now. Like I said, I remember when it was a big deal that you could go in and sit down with McDonald's. And now they're going backwards. But they're going to make more money because I'll bet you the food ain't going to get cheaper. Even though they have less employees. It's not going to be cheaper at the little to-go place than it is at the sit-down place. Think about that. You'll be paying for the service you're not even getting. So in this, I have an article from the Heritage Foundation, and it's written by Adam Michael and Travis Nix. No, wages are not rising because of minimum wage laws. Now, jobs are going away. We saw Bernie Sanders was doing that. He was under the gun for not paying $15 minimum wage like he said, so he's paying them $15 minimum wage, but he cut his employees. He cut their hours. That's what happens. It's called survival, and Bernie, it's called capitalism. So if you force an employer to have to pay more, something's got to give because they have to be able to show a profit. Unless you're talk radio. Doesn't have to show a profit, apparently. It says the push for new wage mandates comes at a puzzling time. We are in the midst of record economic expansion in which workers in lower wage jobs are seeing their wages grow faster than many high wage workers. He said the average wage growth has been 3% for the last 11 straight months. Meanwhile, the lowest 10th percentile of wage earners, people making about $12 an hour, have benefited from more than twice that gain in wages, a 6.6% increase over just the last year. That's equivalent to roughly $1,500 raise for someone earning less than $25,000 a year. Now, what would happen, or what does happen, when they force the minimum wage is they have to cut the hours in order to be able to afford it. So that $1,500 raise for the year is gone. In fact, it's less than what they had before. I'm not an economic expert. That's hard to say. But even I can figure out, if you're going to force things, it just very seldom works, especially in the economy. Now, before I move on, I guess I am moving on, so it's not before I move on, I wanted to announce to you, because I have something else in the last segment that I want to talk to you about. Guess who's running for sheriff? Now, we know good old Joe Arpaio. Good man, good father, good husband, good father, good grandfather. But he says there's a moral decay and he feels he needs to run for sheriff again. Joe is 87 years old, or 87 years young. He's very brave, courageous. He says the last 4 years have proven to be a time of lost opportunity to continue the kind of tough policing this county needs. Once back in office, I will use my position to restore pride to our law enforcement ranks, not only here in the fourth largest county in America, but across this country. Arpaio for Sheriff in New Mexico. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As I was talking about doing my book, writing my book, and I have been studying some of the women's suffrage. I studied some of the revolutionary women that were instrumental. And looking at their lives and seeing what they went through, you know, they're just girls like us. But one thing they did was they thought for themselves. That's what independence is. I've been called independent before by people that I don't think they meant it as a compliment. She's just an independent woman. Well, I'm not totally independent. I kind of like to be taken care of. But I like to think for myself. I'll ask opinions, and many times I change my mind because of something I get informed of. But thinking independently. If all you see on the news, in the mainstream media, is the hate-driven rhetoric towards this president, which is really towards you, if you voted for him, then you're not being informed enough to think for yourself. If that's all I heard, I would be aghast too. I have a list here of things that have happened. Now, it isn't just the Democrats that hate this president and hate the fact that America elected somebody that wasn't one of them. One of them being the deep state. Because the two-party system is a monopoly, and it is a part, a very big part, of the deep state. So here's a list of things. It's a partial listing of coup attempts against this president. The list, of course, does not include the continuous deep state backstabbing and subversion, the DOJ and the FBI foot dragging and their refusal to cooperate, congressional leadership, stonewalling and obstruction, and the daily litany of seriously slanted and fake news in the major media Democrat Party. Now, apparently they've written something in the news, the media, mainstream media, or said something regarding the G7 summit, I'm sorry. And everyone over there read it, saw it, and laughed about it. I don't know about you, but that doesn't make me feel good as an American. Plan A was to collude with Hillary, GPS, and the Russians to win the election. Plan B, he goes on and on with these, sway the Electoral College votes. Plan C, nullify the election of framing Trump with a Russian collusion. Plan D, have the deep state take Trump out using the 25th Amendment. Plan E, impeach President Trump for firing Comey. Plan F, impeach Trump for campaign finance violations. Plan G, pushback. If you see anybody from that cabinet, get in their face. They're making life miserable for anyone who's associated with President Donald Trump. Plan H, impeach Trump for obstruction of justice. Now, how can he obstruct justice when he was found that he didn't do any? I mean, how can he obstruct it? Plan I, demonize Trump's justice nominees, his Supreme Court nominees. Plan J, impeach Trump for money laundering. Plan K, impeach Trump for treason. Plan L, impeach Trump for revoking security clearances of people no longer in the government. You know, like McCabe and Brennan. Plan M, obstruct everything Trump attempts to do in Congress. Plan N, impeach Trump for violation of the Emoluments Clause. Plan O, throw tantrums fits over Trump's tax returns. Plan P, give 16-year-olds the vote. Plan Q, eliminate the Electoral College. Plan R, let imprisoned convicts vote. Plan S, Mueller report findings. Plan T, Mueller's 9-minute summary of Weinstein's 400-page op-ed. Plan U, impeach Trump for racist. Tweet, if you don't like it here, go home. They didn't like that. Plan V, Mueller's testimony before Congress. They've got a lot of laugh-outs, louds on that one. Plan W, Moscow Trump Tower. None of these things actually were viable. They were all falsehoods. Plan X, tie Bill's buddy Epstein to Trump. That didn't work, did it? And of course, they're blaming Trump for his suicide. Plan Y, exclude Trump from California with a K primary ballot. Now, if you remember, California is trying to keep him off the ballot until he presents his tax returns. Plan Z, convince voters we are headed into a recession. Then he goes on, Plan AA, Plan B. It goes on, and we have Joe Walsh, a talk show host, a.k.a. was one-term representative from Illinois. He's going to run against President Donald Trump because he says he's unfit, completely unfit to be president. Why? What is the reason that he is unfit? They say he's nuts. You know what I think? I think anybody who believes all of this accusations, all of these accusations against the President of the United States is nuts. You know, my friends, I was not a Donald Trump fan in the day. He was a rich playboy. He wasn't my kind of guy. I was busy raising a family. I didn't want to pay attention to all the drama in his life. But I believe this man is trying to lead this country as best he can. And I believe that he is the first working president we've had in decades. Because I believe the other presidents have been presidents that were led by the deep state, told what to do and when to do it. almost nearly every time. That's what I believe. And I believe that's why they hate President Trump so much. And in that, I believe it's time you thought for yourself, ladies. If you're the woman that doesn't like Trump because he was a playboy in the day, you need to stop and think right now. What is he doing right now? He's the first president that has tried to defund abortion so that you don't pay for it. He's putting through prison reform. He's standing up for life. He's trying to cut taxes. He's trying to bring America home. Are you going to help him? Or are you going to join the obstruction train that goes nowhere?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.